منهج السلف صالح لكل زمان ومكان، نور من الله عز وجل، نور من الله عز وجل.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. أما بعد، the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned in an authentic narration, المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. The true believer, كامل الإسلام, the one who has the good Islam, the complete Islam, he is the one that the other Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his hand. Safe from his tongue and from his hand. The tongue, it's clear, because the person in his tongue, he can talk about people to come, he can talk about the people now, he can even take the honor of those who have passed and preceded. Ibn Hajar, likewise, he mentioned that even with the tongue, somebody can mimic or mock somebody. You see somebody, stick his tongue out like this, so-and-so, like this, and stick his tongue out like this, showing a dislike for them and belittling them. This is all considered harming that person with the tongue, harming a Muslim with the tongue. Likewise with the hand. But it's not limited to the hand. Hitting or kicking or headbutting, hitting with the head, all of this is considered until the person is safe. The Muslims are safe from him entirely. Subhanallah, this hadith, al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. Some people, the Muslims are not safe from their hands. What do? They use their hands, they have thumbs. They take their thumbs and they push buttons on their phone, harming Muslims. Spreading harm from here all the way across the world like that, lying on them or spreading tales about them or deceiving them or tricking them and the likes like this. A Muslim, a true Muslim, he's the one who the other Muslims are safe from his tongue and his hand. The one who was pushing, using his thumb like this on Twitter and using his thumb on Facebook and typing and lying and deceiving and tricking and spreading tales or spreading the secrets of others and the likes like this, that's harming him with his hand. Harming him with his hand. This person, he does that because his Islam is not complete. And this is the one who has the threat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has a threat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who has Islam, but it is not complete. This is the one that is zalimun li nafsihi. Zalimun li nafsihi is the one who is oppressing his own soul. He meets Allah in that manner. If Allah wills, He will punish him. And if Allah wills, He will admit him into paradise. This is the one that has the threat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Muslims. As for the one who has the complete iman, the strong iman and the strong Islam that will protect from the anger of Allah Azza wa Jalla and from the fire, he is the one that established these great pillars that we know of and the obligations other than that, like making sure the other Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his hand. This is an obligation. The author, he says, this is how he recites the Quran. Mata ahfadhu lisani? When am I going to protect my tongue? Mata aghuddu tarafi? When am I going to lower my gaze? Mata ahfadhu farji? When am I going to protect my private parts? Mata astahi min Allahi Azza wa Jalla haqq al-haya? When am I going to be shy from Allah Azza wa Jalla truly? Truly. Some people, they're shy from the people, but they're not shy from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yastakhfuna min an-nasi wa la yastakhfuna min Allahi wa huwa ma'ahum. Wa huwa ma'ahum. They are afraid of the people and they hide their deeds from the people, but they don't hide their deeds or they're not afraid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, mata astahi min Allahi haqq al-haya? Al-haya, khasatun adhima. This is a great, great trait. And the greatest hayat, of course, having hayat and being shy from the people, but the origin of that is to be shy from the creator of the people. In Allah ahaqqu an yustahya minhu min an-nas. Verily, Allah has more right that a person will be shy from him than the people. A person should be shy that he would use the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla in a manner displeasing to him. A person should be shy that he would use his tongue or that he would use his hand in a manner that's displeasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla. He should be shy from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who created his hand. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the one who created his eyes. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the one who has given him the blessing of the eyesight. As I mentioned, some people, they have eyes. Allah created them too, but He didn't bless them with the eyesight. Likewise, the ears. Likewise, the hands and the feet. These are body parts. They're the great, great blessings. A person should be shy that he would stick them in haram. He should be shy that he would cooperate upon the haram. He should be shy from Allah Azza wa Jalla that he would go by himself and close the doors. And he knows that if somebody came in, or even if he heard a noise outside, he would jump and he would be afraid and he would hope nobody seen him. But the whole while, Allah Azza wa Jalla is watching him. The whole while, Allah Azza wa Jalla is watching him. That's why al-haya is from the greatest traits of iman. And if the haya goes, along with that goes the iman. If the haya, the shyness, the bashfulness of a person goes, along with that, the iman is going. They're attached together, they come together. Whenever a person is truly shy from Allah Azza wa Jal, his iman will be strong. When a person is truly shy from Allah Azza wa Jal, his iman will be strong. His iman will be strong. He's saying, this is how he recites the Quran. Mata astahi min Allah. When am I going to be shy? Mata ashtaghilu bi aibi. Allahu Akbar. He died when? 360. This is advice for us. And he's definitely from the Salaf al-Salih. He's from those people who followed those great imams from the best generation. Mata ashtaghilu bi aibi. When will I be busy with my own defect? Some people, they have been tried with this great calamity, and that is to be busy with the defects of others. If there's another person, he has a fault, he can find it and see it, and he will spread it, and he will mock it, and the likes like this, but his own defects, he's not busy with them. He's not busy with them. He's not busy with them. He's saying here, this is how he recites the Quran. When am I going to be busy with my own faults, my own shortcomings? Mata ashtagiru bi'aybi. Mata uslihu ma fasadan min amri. When am I going to rectify what is corrupted from my own affair? And he again, that he is worried about himself. When am I going to get myself together? When am I going to get my life together, my deen together? When am I going to get my feet upon the straight path? He says, when am I going to be busy with my own faults? When am I going to rectify what is corrupt from my own affair? Mata uhasibu nafsi. When am I going to take myself into account? Mata atazawadu liyawmi ma'adi. When am I going to prepare for my return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The day of my return, the day of resurrection. All of these meanings are great. We see that person, if he turns the pages of the Quran, he will see all of these meanings there. The mention of the hereafter, the commandment to lower the gaze, the commandment to protect the body parts in general and the private parts. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he's praising in many verses. وَالَذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. When am I going to be from them? That's what he's saying. When am I going to be from them like this? He's saying this. Now he's thinking about this. When am I going to be from them? People of piety and righteousness, and then their traits, and said, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. So when am I going to be truthful? When am I going to be from those الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When am I going to be from those pious and righteous? Allah Azza wa Jalla, he created the paradise for those believers. الْعِدَّةُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. When am I going to be from them? When am I going to be from them? He says, مَتَ أَكُونُ عَنَ اللَّهِ رَاضِيًا. When am I going to be pleased with Allah? Subhanallah. When am I going to be pleased with Allah? What does that mean? When am I going to be pleased with Allah? No believer would say that he's not pleased with Allah, not with his tongue. But we know that there's also the lisan al-hal, lisan al-hal. Somebody, if they have wealth or everything's going good, they're happy. Whenever there's money, they're happy. Whenever they're poor or the times are tight, they're upset and restless. And they can't stand it, and they argue, and the house is upside down because they're not satisfied with what Allah has decreed from them. This person, he's not truly happy with Allah Azza wa Jal. He's not truly pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who is pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal as a Lord is the one that has submitted to his decree. The one who has submitted to his decree. If he decreed that there is good, or if they decreed that there is good health and the likes like this, this is all from the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it's a test. And if Allah has decreed that there is sickness or that there is harm or that there is poverty, this is all a decree from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and it's a test. I'm a slave. I'm a creation. Allah created me. He's going to hold me into account. How, when am I going to be like this? Mata akunu an Allahi radiyan. And he's submissive and sufficing with him subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleased with his decree for me. Some people, they say, why me? If a calamity happens, why me? Or somebody even says it about his friend. He doesn't deserve it. Hawdhu billah. He doesn't deserve it. Hawdhu billah. How could one say that? This is the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah created you from nothing in the womb of a woman, and then say this about Allah Azza wa Jal, that he doesn't deserve it. Who knows what we deserve and don't deserve? Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah ya'lamu min khalaq, the creator, he is the one who knows. He is the one who knows. So a person in this life, his requirement and his obligation is to submit to the creator. This is true Islam. Submitting to the creator and his decree, subhanahu wa ta'ala, submitting to his deen and his legislation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, following his risalah that came at the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanahu wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.